Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series that we're calling Alive. We're going through the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. And this past Sunday, I started us off in verses 1 through 6 at the Delaware campus. We're going to look at 1 through 14 over this week and this past Sunday and next this coming Sunday. Verses 3 through 14 in the original Greek. It's all one sentence, one crazy run-on sentence from Paul. And it starts off with Paul saying, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And he basically is saying, man, let's praise God. Let's praise God for all that he's done for us in Jesus. And then he goes on to say this, and I'm just going to read these verses because they're so, so good. He says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him." God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world. I pointed out to our folks that, I hoped folks didn't get lost in the kind of predestination free will debate, if that's where your mind goes. I think Paul's point, as he's going to tell us, that he predestined us for adoption. He chose us in him before the creation of the world. I think at least part of Paul's point is that he's saying, look, before the creation of the world, before Genesis 1:1, God chose you. God loved you. I mean, that's just amazing. It's a stunning, humbling thought that God, long before I was thinking about God, God was thinking about me. Long before I loved God or pursued God, God sent Christ to pursue me. He says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as sons, as his sons, through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." So, one of the things I want to just stop there and pause and really focus on for our time together here is it says, in accordance with his pleasure and will, in love, right? He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. This idea that it's God's eternal plan to bring us into his family and that it pleased him to do so. That's what the New Living Translation says, because it gave him pleasure to do so. It pleased him to do so. And I think sometimes we think, God loves me, but God doesn't really like me, right? Like, I know God loves me because that's what the Bible says, but I'm not sure God actually likes me. Don't know that he likes me spending time with him or spending time with me. I'm not sure that I please him in any way, shape, or form, that rather God's kind of always maybe mad at me, or I just kind of always, I'm afraid, right? I'm just one step away from God, laying down the hammer on me. And if that's you, I just want to encourage you this morning. There is absolutely a right sense of fear of God, right? The reverence toward a holy God. And at the very same time, Jesus is the one who said, man, when you pray, say Abba, Father. That God is our Father, that he has chosen because it pleased him to do so. You and I give him pleasure, right? It pleases him to bring us into his family and to give us the full rights of sons and daughters. Our Heavenly Father, if you have trusted Jesus Christ with your life, he loves you. God loves you and sees you as spotless and blameless, holy, in Christ, and he delights in you and sings over you. And again, we're not to take an attitude towards God that is flippant, but there is this real idea of intimacy and unity that we get to go to our Heavenly Father and be in his presence. And we have an advocate, Jesus, right, who stands before the throne of God and says, this one is mine, this one is ours. And God delights in us and truly loves us and likes us because he has brought us into his family. Not right. It's not because we're good. It's not because we're holy. He's brought us into his family. He has washed us clean and we can be in his presence. And he wants us to come and spend time with him, pray to him, speak to him, and adore him. And so if you've wrestled with that idea of, man, I think, yes, I know God like loves me in Christ, but I'm not sure God really loves me or likes me. I want to encourage you with that this morning, that God chose you before the foundation of the world. He values you and in accordance with his pleasure and will, it pleased him to bring you into his family. Let me pray for you, and I will encourage you just to pray that back to the Lord and thank him for his grace and his kindness toward you. Heavenly Father, I do want to say thank you personally for your grace and kindness toward me. Father, the fact that you loved me before the foundation of the world and chose me to be in your family. And God, I pray for all those who are listening right now who have trusted you with their lives through Christ, that you would encourage their hearts. And Father, help them to remember that you amazingly, the God who needs nothing, you delight in them, and you have chosen to bring them into your family as your sons and daughters. And if there are any listening right now who have yet to take that step, I pray that right now would be the time that they give their lives and trust you by trusting your son, Jesus. And I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take some time just to pray for yourself right now.